Yep.
Whoop. Just take your shirt off a little bit. Just dance. Just like this. So hot.
I wish we had a video recorder so people could see how gay you look right now.
Ladies.
Stop it. Stop
hey.
It. Stop.
Twerk.
Stop
twerk.
It.
Twerk.
Stop
twerk.
Right
twerk.
Now.
Bounce. Twerk. Bounce. See, what's the difference between twerking and bouncing? What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Between twerking and bouncing.
When people bounce, it's okay. When you twerk, you look like a fool.
Okay, see.
I forgot about the cursing.
Okay, when
you bounce, anybody can bounce. But when you twerk, you're just making yourself look bad.
Because to tell you the truth,
women who twerk, I love women who twerk. The ratchet girls who twerk, it's a wonderful thing.
It's not even about the ratchet
thing.
Girls, though, because twerking, I think, is an art form.
No, apparently, it's not.
No, hear me out.
Because a lot of bitches twerking for no money.
Just hear me out. Hear me out. They twerking for views. But hear me out. I think twerking is an art form because apparently this week I got a chance our producer, Squeak, don't do it to him. We'll go ahead and drop a tag in there. We got a chance to watch a burlesque dancer twerking to Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
I want to see that.
I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you later on. But it was amazing.
And if any man sees
like,
that.
It was on point. Like, I'm talking about white girl status, you know.
Nubian white queen?
Yes. And I mean, she had the bee stings, though.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to College Radio. My name is Ruff.
Yo, man, it's your boy Rob, man.
Hey, and we are here in the building. Man, it's a shame, man.
Yeah,
Paul Walker, man.
He passed away Saturday. Saturday afternoon.
I'm not going to lie, man.
Identified the bodies and later that night.
I'm not going to lie. I would definitely say that he's one of the coolest Hollywood stars I know.
And he is.
Because of what he got a chance to do. Drive cars for a living.
Look, I ain't going to lie. I can admit if a man's very handsome, and it was pretty. That was a pretty ass
He was
dude.
A handsome man. I'm not going to lie.
He's very handsome.
Very handsome man. Very
I
handsome
had a little
man.
Crush on him when I was little.
Now we're bordering on a little bit of the...
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. No.
Limitless. You like the guy from Limitless, so don't even
listen,
say
that. Man. So what? Bradley Cooper's my man crush. I would love to bromance that dude.
I don't
dude.
Know about man crush.
I would love to bromance him. He's just that guy. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, first up on the news that you should care about, but you really don't, because you're really not that into current events, is the spotless mind. Scientists have begun testing chemicals that can delete memories.
That's dumb. Don't do that. You're going to mess up the whole chemical balance of
the
brain.
The Independent...
stupid.co.uk
actually have been reporting that trauma could potentially be treated by erasing memories. So for future people, for future reference, for PTSD, I think this is a breakthrough. This is revolutionary if they actually found a way to do this.
But
they're testing chemicals that can delete and even rewrite stressful or fear-forming memories.
Why would you tamper with nature? That's my problem. Because look, at the end of the day, if you mm-hmm. alter something in the human mind, other things will be deleted. Not just that period of time where you delete that fear, you delete people you meet, you delete relationships, you delete things that you would want to remember instead of not remember.
See,
so there's a whole chain reaction that goes.
Have you ever seen that movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Have you ever seen the movie The Butterfly Effect?
We're not talking about that.
No. It's the same aspect. Relativity.
See, that's a little different.
The same relativity.
No, because this movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is Jim Carrey at his finest. You have to watch it. Please Netflix this movie. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, I love Jim Carrey, but...
listen, man.
His only movie that I really loved was Dumb and Dumber. He made a lot of great movies, but that was my favorite movie.
Andy Kaufman Show, The Truman Show.
Of course. Cable Guy.
Yes, amazing. Cable Guy, he predicted so much stuff that's happening right now in that movie. Whoever wrote that script is amazing, first and foremost.
Okay,
You know what I mean? People communicate and all... Okay, but anyways. Listen, Jim Carrey... In Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is amazing. You have to watch that movie. That movie is amazing. It talks exactly about this. A guy meets a girl and starts to delete memories of the girl because he doesn't want to live with the aspect of living without her. And it hurts so much that he actually spends an entire evening deleting the memories of his ex-girlfriend in his brain. What's funny about that is the girl did the same thing to him. So now it's like a back and forth. I'm not going to spoil the movie.
So then they kind of start
fresh again. Man, just watch the movie.
No, but here. This is my thing. With every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you delete something, something else is going to cause a chain reaction to mess up the whole equilibrium in the brain. So that's what happens when you mess with Mother Nature.
I'm sure there's going to be fail safes.
No, there will never be a fail safe. Like how when they give you prescription.
Why must you doubt science?
Because I do. I don't doubt it. I support science. But when you start altering the natural state of
things.
Yes. Then I start to be like, okay.
I'm all for it.
No, because look, when they give you prescription drugs, they'll give you all the things that are good for it. But then they go.
But well, what if you, know, you want to delete?
No. But here, listen. Then they're like, oh well, it will leave pains, headaches, blah 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 blah. But it could also lead to liver cancer, bleeding of the spleen, and all these things like that. So you see what I'm saying? So there's a whole extra set of side effects that they're not letting you know about in this little.
Right, next up on the news that you should care about, but you really not because you're not that into, because you're not into current events. Is little known benefits of playing with your joystick. And by joystick, we mean playing with your joystick. People talk about,
with your prick.
Okay, see, come on. Listen, man. Come on, keep it friendly, bro. Keep it friendly.
It is friendly. At least didn't say...
Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So, okay, according to SMH.com, all right, okay, people talk about anything and everything but...
Get it?
whatever. Having a conversation with it. There's several. Listen, man, we're just gonna post the story up on our Facebook page, and you guys should definitely check it out because we don't want to get too much into it. You know, what I mean, you might have little
people
ears.
People think masturbation is a negative thing.
Come on, I said play with your joystick. Do you really gotta say? Come on, man.
Bro, it's college radio. We're grown folks. We can say masturbation.
Come on, man. At least follow the rhetoric. At least, come on, man. Play on words, man.
Huh?
Come on, play on words. All right,
you can master debate, but. Here's the thing with Look, y'all need to understand that it's not a taboo. You guys can do it. It's healthy for you because you're not altering the state of nature. Because once you saw, you feel sad.
Just doing so wrong. Playing words. What's so hard about
Very, very, very enjoyable. It's like you
could be.
You really unload a lot.
Conjure, we'll be right back.
Something that you do for fun. Where's my sundress? Where's my sun? Where's my perfume? Where's my love? I can't forgive you anymore. I give it all for who you were. Look at us now, here we are. Your hand on my heart, we're so far apart. How'd it get this hard? Look at us now.
might make her hit them harmony notes.
That's it. Yeah.
Look.
Ladies. I'll lay it for you once.
Yo.
It's your boy Ruff in the building right now. We're doing it real smooth right now.
I ain't gonna lie.
Kicking it late night.
Nick, that girl's voice got me hard.
Yeah, man. We doing it real nice. Keep it nice and long for you. Go ahead and lay it down. Yeah, that's right.
Look at here, girl. That hoo-hoo-hoo's gonna be the sound you make it when I'm hoo-hoo-hooing you.
Yeah. What else you want? I'll cook you some breakfast.
Oh, no. I ain't gonna cook breakfast. No.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Don't do that. Welcome back. What you just heard was some chick from the we'll throw it on there. I don't remember what her name is.
Oh, but that, yo, I love that track. I ain't gonna lie, that I really enjoyed that song.
I mean, she was really good. That College Radio, you know how we do, we play anything and everything. It doesn't matter what genre, as long as it sounds good and we could actually just, like, you know what I mean, put you in a position where you can be introduced to new music, then we'll put you on. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. It is that time of the year. It is December. And it is that time of year where you think about it and you pout about it and you don't like it. It's resolution time.
Well, people start thinking about the resolution they're going to make in January.
Well, they should have made in January. I think that's really where we want to go with that.
Should have and is going to. You know what I'm saying? Well, so it's like they think about the stuff that they said they were going to do, and now they're like, what did I really do? Did I really fulfill those resolutions? And then now I got to make new resolutions.
Yes.
So it's that time. It's like was it purgatory time?
By the way, that song was by Ne-Lo.
Ne-Lo.
Los Angeles. Chicago R&B.
I'll make
singer.
It Neil Low.
Neil Low. See, I'm not. No.
Suck on this. Low.
But anyways, dude. Ladies and gentlemen, it is at. We're calling this segment Resolution Restitution.
Huh?
So basically, what is it? Resolution Restitution.
Huh?
Resolution Restitution, ladies and gentlemen, is a segment where we talk about. And we want to hear from you guys, our fans, our College Radio listeners, as to what you had make some resolutions for this year, and you trying to rush and get those resolutions done before the end of the year. You have a total of 29 days to do it.
And you 30. Got, it's 30, 31 days.
Oh, well, I mean, the show comes out on Monday.
No, but okay.
Yeah. Come on, man. You ain't gotta correct me on that. You made me stop because of that. Oh, come on, man. But anyways, come on, bro. I think this is my resolution was to put on 35 pounds, and that did not happen. I lost.
You lost 10 yards on that one.
I lost. I think I lost about like 10 pounds.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a damn shame. I mean, that was my resolution to bulk up a little bit, but that didn't end up happening at all. What about you, man?
Originally, my resolution was to get like more mass, build more mass, more muscle mass, and lose fat. It was working, but not as successfully as I was because I didn't alter my diet. I was still eating like crazy, but now it's changing.
Anything else you want?
Oh, okay, fine. Yeah.
Nobody wants to hear about you putting on weight, taking it off, eating healthy. Nobody wants to hear that.
Okay, fine.
Nobody got time for that.
I decided to be a nice guy and stop messing with all these girls.
Yay! There we go.
No, but for real, I was like, you know, maybe I should start being a nice guy and stop messing with all these girls. But I ended up still messing with all these girls.
Ugh. So what are you gonna do to try to make it up? Then?
Next year, I'm gonna try.
Not
to
next
be
year. You got a whole month to make up for an entire year. I think you could do it. I think you could be the nice guy, and you could end up. You might end up, you know, having a couple lucky ladies on the side saying, "Hey, Mr. Roberto."
I have a good amount of ladies on the side.
Would you like to watch a movie with me? Look, perhaps Ron Burgundy.
To be honest with you, I was always lucky in the ladies
department. You like?
They like Ron Burgundy.
I mean, okay. So to be honest, what? Go ahead. I didn't hear you because I was talking over you. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, I was always lucky in the ladies department. So I mean, but now I'm not over lucky. I'm lucky. I know what I got. But then, you know, sometimes
you got nothing.
No.
I mean, there's nobody on your hip right now. That's what I'm saying, though. There's no weight to show for it, like at all, like in a good way.
When I mean way, lucky in the ladies department, I mean I'm knocking chicks down. Like, that's what I mean, lucky in the ladies department.
Knock chicks down. You can't be beating on females like that, man. Come on, bro.
The only thing I beat on is the cooch, bro. The only thing I beat on is the cooch.
Oh, you mean you tenderize the meat.
Oh, yes.
Come on, man. See?
Of course, I pet the cat.
Oh, okay. Because everybody likes pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody likes a nice, you know, fluffy cat.
Always.
I think
not too hairy, trimmed down cat.
Oh, I mean, fluffy cats are really good. They look like lions.
I like chubby cats.
Chubby cats are really, really good.
Nice fat cat.
I think it's good. College Radio, we'll come right back. Here's some Metallica.
I run, but it stays right by my side. So tell me open, pour me out. The things inside that scream and shout. And the pain still hates me. So hold me until you see. Just like the curse, just like the stray.
Boy Rob Band, welcome back to College Radio. What you just heard was?
It was a Metallica song.
It was Metallica.
Yeah, it was Metallica.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know the name. I'm really not into like alternative rock like that.
It's not alt.
Or
I'm not even gonna comment
rock
that.
In general. This is.
I'm not. We're not gonna have this argument. We're not.
As of right now, I'm being Malapert.
Oh.
Okay. And that was a segue into our next segment, which is called...
You didn't have to say segue. You could just say it's malapert, which means impudently bold or saucy. It's an adjective.
It is an adjective. What is adjective? What is an adjective, Ruff?
An adjective is a description of a word.
See, or a noun. It's a noun. You describe nouns with an adjective.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
So all you college students who still don't know what an adjective is...
That's a damn shame.
Yep, and everybody, we just helped you out.
Damn shame.
So anyway...
Wait, we still got the sexy music going on, though. We got to do something. We got to do a little something saucy with it. Malapert.
So, oh, saucy.
Yeah.
So...
Well, I got one. I got
go
one.
Go ahead.
Dev was being rather malapert at dinner the other night. She had nothing on except for rosebuds.
Ooh.
Hey.
Ooh.
She was being impudently bold and saucy. Snap, snap, snap.
Look, all I know is... look here, girl. Nilo, I don't know how to say your name. The girl that we just played in the
Nilo,
first song.
Nilo. Yeah, Nilo.
Girl.
I'll be coming. She's 22 years old.
I will be malapert.
Okay, go ahead.
And I
go will... ahead, boy. Let him know. Let him know right now. Go ahead.
You know what I'm going to do?
Let him know.
I'm going to pull your blouse down and make you feel so special.
Woo! What else you going to do, boy?
Fresh your skin.
What else you going to do? I'm just getting hot in here right now. It's getting hot.
Kiss your shoulders all the way down to your spine.
Woo! Lord, go ahead, keep going.
Stroke your back.
Woo! Man, it's somebody give me a fan or something. It's give me a woo, Lord.
Just so you know, girl.
Lord of mercy, what else you gonna do to the girl, huh?
We go all night.
Whoa, and you guys are gonna go all night watching movies, I presume, right?
Oh yes.
Okay.
Nothing like going to the movies.
Okay. All right. That's good. We're just gonna sit on the couch, watch, you know, brush your skin a little bit, eat some popcorn.
Always.
You know what I mean?
Watch a movie.
And then pet the cat a little bit because she has a nice little cat, you know.
Oh yeah.
She calls it Bubbles.
I pet that cat.
No, she really does have a cat named Bubbles though. Like,
hey, as long as I make that kitty purr.
I mean, the cats are very, they're easy. Man, this is the second time we talk about cats.
Anyways, speaking of that, to go on a lighter, more heavier note.
Wait, this is what happens when we don't have any females.
I know. Kanye West was a real malapert. Like, he was being malapert on the Sway Show in the morning the other day, and he was a complete jackass.
Listen, man.
And he just...
Geniuses get to act
out. No. Here's it. This is why people don't like Kanye right now, because now he's acting like a fool. This is why I don't like Kanye right now.
I think he's a genius who gets to act how he wants to act. I don't care.
That's what makes him look like a dumbass.
He's a grown-ass man. That's all I care.
Grown-ass men shouldn't act like that.
It's too bad. He got money. But just in case...
Shine out all too much.
Welcome back, everybody. It's your boy Rob in the building. What you just heard was Jaheim, Just In Case.
Just In Case. Man, that song is so dope. Bro, back, man.
Hell yeah. You know what?
Middle school dancing and stuff.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, everybody. Look, I may not be very versed in rock and alternative rock or all these other genres, but I do love my neo soul.
Okay, man.
Oh my, I'm a light-skinned dude, so that's how you know.
But the reason why Jaheim was so big is because he just made songs for people in the ghetto. Like, I mean, he just was
that
soulful.
That ghetto love music.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. And they needed that. Like, a man just singing
Life
the
Jennings
truth,
did that
though.
Too. Life
yeah,
Jennings
I
did
mean,
that
Life
too.
Jennings was after Jaheim, though. But Jaheim, like, he started it, man.
I know.
He started it.
But ain't nobody can get better than Music Soul Child.
Okay, listen, man. We ain't going to talk about love. Yo.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Right.
What you know about Miss Philadelphia?
Okay, listen, man, we ain't gonna be talking all that nonsense.
You be my buddy.
But I mean, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, this is one of those few weeks where we don't actually have a local artist on play, but we do. If we don't have an artist coming in, what we do is we actually play a song from one of our local artist segments that we've done before. Shout out to Tanya. Shout out to Tanya the Savage.
I'll give it to you too, girl. Again. Again. And I'm going to shout you out on Twitter.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys. Shout out to everybody over there. Anybody on your team. We see you throwing up some likes off on
team
Twitter.
Team College Radio.
Getting it in and whatnot. So we thought we'd show you some love this week and play this track. Can't wait to see what else you got in store, especially for this up and coming new year. Hope you got some resolution restitutions as well too. I'm sure you have some plans this year to take care of.
Well, every girl got that.
Yeah, see, and we mean that in a nice way.
Yes,
we mean
of course,
that in a nice way. You know, I mean, I'm sure you wanted to take your career off to a certain level. Of course, but we just thought we'd help you out.
Look, girl, all I know is that you could fly down here to Orlando and meet me.
She in Miami, bro.
Drive your ass up to Orlando, and we can make things pop off.
In a good way. We could pop some bottles.
We could pop some bottles. Take you out to a club. Well, pop some bottles out of winery.
You could take her out to a club. I
could take you to a winery and we do a wine tasting.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then I could taste.
Is this official invitation for you?
Yeah. Then I can
Tiny
taste
the
that
Savage.
Cat.
We're coming right back.
Everyone has ever known me said these words, hoping to be someone in my next song. Stories, here's to you. I'm singing for thee. What I think about as I recall our chapter. This could be a song I'm singing now, our happy ever after. If I could be your someone so amazing, then let's all sing. This song is for you. Into the sea reminds me of a moment when I looked at you. You look at me, said you're the one I've chosen. If I could be your someone so amazing, then let's all sing. This song is for you. To you, my
Tiny Savage, ladies and gentlemen, Tiny Savage, one of our local artist segments that we had on a couple shows back.
Girl.
Girl, you don't know.
Don't know, girl. Drive up to Orlando.
Oh, man, another show wrap up. Ladies and gentlemen, this is towards the end of the year, man. And yep. I mean, we just finished up this hefty, hefty Thanksgiving. Oh, man. A lot. I mean, people are still trying to move and get ready for classes coming up this week because finals are coming up. So we got a little Fat Faces Run Fast for you. I mean, what do you think about giving them some cardio repertoire?
Okay, cardio tips. I could do cardio tips.
Good,
can you do that? All right. So here's the thing, people. When you do cardio, you don't want to overexert yourself with cardio. A lot of people think cardio will help you lose weight in the right places. Technically, no. Because if you do too much cardio, you actually lose a lot of your curvy figure for women.
Oh.
You know, I know this girl. She was Pakistani. And Pakistani women and Middle Eastern women, they're very curvy and very, you know, voluptuous. And she had top and bottom. And she did so much cardio that she lost everything. She lost the booty. She lost the curves. She still had her titties. But, you know, everything else was like offset because her body is so slimmed down. So rule number one with cardio, you got to know your pace. Don't overexert yourself. Keep yourself at a good level where you can still be okay breathing wise.
Okay. That sounds good.
You know, For women, do about 20 minutes of cardio.
Why is that always going to be about women? Man?
No, I got to give it to the women first.
Okay.
All right. For women, do about 20 minutes of cardio on the elliptical or treadmill. And then you do another 15 minutes on the bike for a day, like, you know, right in the morning. And then later at night, if you want to tone out, do some weights. Other than that, cardio will not just make you lose weight by itself. You have to learn how to eat right, increase your metabolism. Because once you get off the cardio, you stop burning calories. So that's why eating healthy and eating a good amount during the day, 5-6 meals a day, smaller portions, will help you increase the metabolism. So when you're off the treadmill, you'll keep burning those calories.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And for men, eating a lot helps. The same thing applies when it comes to eating a lot of brown rice, though. If you want to build mass, you eat more like white starches, potatoes, sweet potatoes, things like that. Always stick with brown rice instead of white rice. It's healthier. It increases your metabolism. And it's filled with fiber. And for men, cardio, do about 45 minutes of cardio every day if you're trying to tone out, especially cut the muscle. And like 25 minutes or 20 minutes of cardio and 20 minutes on the bike or elliptical, whatever the case is, in the morning, and then do your weights at night. It's always good to offset things like that.
Okay,
you never want to overdo things.
So keep the balance, you know?
Yeah, keep the balance.
Nice little 2 days and whatnot.
Know? Yeah, 2 days are good. People get it wrong with 2 days. They think you lift in the morning and lift at night. Don't do that. You're just going to hurt yourself and you're going to tire yourself out. You lose a lot of energy because you're consuming a lot of iron in your blood, you know? And a lot of the energy that goes into the rest of your day doing 2 days like that. So preferably you want to do two a day, you do your cardio and your abs in the morning. And, you know, like a reminder here, when you do abs, all you need is 5 minutes of abs. I see people do all these different ab workouts and all these things, you know. Yo, if anybody knows what a Roman chair is, I really can't go into a Roman chair because I don't have it.
Isn't that whenever you like you pretend you're sitting on a chair on the wall? But no, that's an iron chair.
That's an iron chair. Okay. The Roman chair, if I have it here, I would explain it. It's kind of hard to explain it when you can't see it. Look up Roman chair and look up how to do it on YouTube, and all you need is 5 minutes on that every day, and you're fine. Minimum, you do 4 sets of 15 to 20 reps of 4 sets of the Roman chair every single day. That'll take about 5 minutes, and you could do that every single day along with your cardio, and then at night do your weights, and you'll be great. You'll be set. You ain't got to worry about nothing else.
Awesome.
You know, it's very simple. To tell you the truth, a lot of people don't like to be simple. They like to be very extravagant with their workouts. If you keep it simple and you lift heavy to where you know how you can handle your weight, and you keep increasing at a good rate, you will build a lot of mass.
So I'm trying to think about this now. Now, I mean, all this information you've given us, but I mean, like, what's your goal? What's your reason?
I already put on 10-15 pounds of muscle in this year, okay, which is average for a person.
Was that part of the resolution?
That was part of my resolution.
Okay.
All right. I did fulfill that. That's good. Then I also want to put another 10-15 pounds on just to make it 30 pounds of muscle, and then I'll, you know, really cut out. I'm taking, for people who want to cut weight without doing cardio, still do cardio, but if you want to take like the thermogenic fat burners, like Super HD by C4 or Alphamine. Alphamine is really good, but they just recalled it. They're doing some other things to it. They're changing the ingredients, which is not a good thing because they take out the main ingredient, which is the best thing, but it's just really expensive. So they have to use other things to make it cheaper. But Alphamine is great, and the Super HD by C4 is great. They have it in a powder form if you're a vegetarian like me.
Okay.
And then they have it in the capsule form with the gelatin if you don't care. So I take it 3 times a day, which is first you start off 2 times a day. Okay. If you're just trying to cut weight and you want to do it without as much cardio, because I know some people are lazy. I was originally lazy, but you got to learn how to get cardio into your foundation and your workout, and free weights in the foundation of your workout. Never get excited and fall in love with cables and machines, because cables will burn your muscle out and it actually makes you weaker. So foundation of your workout should be everything natural, which is free weights.
That sounds real dope. Yeah. Straight up, run like that, man. Well, I mean, that's Fat Faces Run Fast, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, a lot of informative things. Definitely put on some stuff like that. College radio, you know how we do it. Resolution Restitution, we want to hear your stories. Let us know ASAP.
Hashtag it up, people.
Hashtag it up. We're going to be spamming your Facebook wall and your Twitter wall as well, too.
Yo, hit me up on Instagram at @yo_Rishi, R-I-S-H-I, man. Hit your boy up, man, on Instagram, and Rishi_my,
Big shout out to Savage Life Records and Tanya the Savage.
Yes, Tanya the Savage, we love you, girl. Come up to Orlando, we'll show you a good time.
In a good way.
Woo!
I may be just a foolish dreamer, but I don't care. 'Cause I know my happiness is waiting out there somewhere. I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh, and walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Somehow, somewhere, someday.
as one. I wish the word they call freedom someday would come. And I found the love that I long to see. Everybody can be what they want to be. Hey, baby.
Roundtable Production.